Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY26 results conference call of Fredun Pharmaceuticals Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Fredun Pharmaceuticals Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Fredun, Mr. Rakesh, Mr. Gajanan, and Mr. Khanjan. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Khanjan. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chandni. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining. I'm happy to welcome you to the Fredun Pharmaceuticals Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. Let me start by briefly introducing our company. Fredun Pharmaceuticals Limited is a diversified pharmaceutical company with a strong presence across India and 52 international markets. Over the years, we have transited from an OEM manufacturer into a holistic healthcare company with offerings across branded generics, nutraceuticals, cosmeceuticals, animal healthcare, and mobility aids. Today, we have over 1,200 products under registration domestically and internationally, and 697 products already registered. We operate with a manufacturing base in Palghar, supported by a contract manufacturing at 37 additional locations across India. We have built a large and scalable product portfolio and are continuing to expand across key therapies such as antidiabetics, anti-infectives, and cardiac care, with a growing footprint across Africa, Southeast Asia, CIS countries, and Latin America. Fredun is the only player in India to have a patent of bone graft. The first quarter of FY26 has been a strong one for us, a reflection of our consistent focus on execution and our shift towards higher margin verticals and pet healthcare. Key financial highlights for Q1 FY26: our revenue grew by 52% year-on-year to 119.86 crores. EBITDA grew by 62% to 16.99 crores, with a margin expansion to 14.18%. Hello. Net profit rose by 64% to 6.77 crores. EPS grew by over 63% year-on-year, reaching 14.33. In terms of business momentum, our order book currently stands at over 200 crores, providing a strong visibility for the upcoming quarters. At an industry level, the environment continues to be supportive. The global generics market is expected to grow exponentially in coming years. Indian pet care industry is also projected to grow at over 17% CAGR, driven by rising adoption, better awareness, and evolving consumer needs. Fredun is strategically aligned to these higher growth segments. Our new-age business, pet care, nutrition, mobility, and wellness, are expected to grow at 35%-40% CAGR, and we are focused on building long-term value in these categories. Our goal is that by FY29, our entire revenue will be driven by our vintage generics business. By FY32, we aim for over 51% of our revenue to come specifically from new-age business. A key focus area for us is building a complete pet care ecosystem. Under our Freossi brand, we offer a full range of products from MCHC-based nutraceuticals, grooming solutions, and functional food to pharmaceuticals and diagnostic services. In Q1, we took a major step by acquiring One Pet Stop, a tech-enabled doorstep pet grooming platform which complements our existing offerings and helps us serve the urban pet owner more holistically. We also launched India's first 24/7 dedicated pet diagnosis center, equipped with a CBCT imaging and advanced ultrasound, a move that positions us uniquely in the organized pet wellness space. Over the next few quarters, we plan to expand this network across major Indian metros. We believe that this integrated approach across human and animal wellness will help Fredun create a sustainable differentiation in the market. We have made a good start to FY 2026 financially, operationally, and strategically. We remain focused on scaling our branded portfolio, deepening our presence in India and key global markets, and building strong verticals in pet care, nutrition, and wellness. Thank you once again for being with us today. We look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Should we begin with the question and answer session now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Before beginning with the question and answer session, I want to tell everyone that this call is for 1 hour, so please stay connected, and I also request per participants to ask two questions. Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Surbhi from NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I want to understand more on your generics business. Firstly, the split between domestic and export, and also which therapies you're more focused on in the branded generics space. The other thing, if you could give a split on of your total revenue pie, what comes from branded generics and what comes from pet care, nutraceutical, and other segments as well.
Sure. So I'll answer your first question. You guys can hear me, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll answer your first question. The generics division was started in order to offset the OEM manufacturing because we have a very clear target that by January 2029, every single product that comes out of our ecosystem should be Fredun branded. Having said that in mind, all our products that we have raised in generics in India have to be launched in phases and together. Generics cannot be in quanta. We have to have a basket of at least 350 products across 15-20 therapeutic segments together. Right now, in terms of the distribution, about 25%-27% of our entire sales is exports, and the remaining is in India through third-party distribution and local sales. We tend to add, we are in process of adding more therapeutic ranges and to create a basket of around 500+ products and envisioning the GX business to cross around 250 crore-300 crore in the next 8-12 quarters.
Just a small follow-up on that. The entire generics business is branded generics, correct? That is, or is there OEM manufacturing here as well?
No. It's all under brand.
So out of the 450 crore?
Yeah, most every product is branded generics. Only generic generally technically does not exist. But I get your question. Yes, it is under our Fredun brand only.
Got it. And so out of the 450 crore in FY 2025, around 250-300 crore would be from branded generics, and then would be the other segment?
Yeah. So for us, we don't break up in that sense. How we break it up is new age business and old age business. So around 350 crore is our vintage business. The remaining 110 crore comes from our new age business. In the new age business, we have started this generic line. The remaining products also. So Fredun GX is a brand. It is not generic division. So the Fredun GX does around did around 55 to 60 crores of business last year. So that we are planning to take it to around 85 crores this year, and then about 150 crores the year later. So, but in terms of a long-term target, we are looking at around 250 to 300 crores of revenue within the next 12 to around 12 quarters from the GX line. From the Fredun GX brand, the remaining products are also, some are exported, some are sold locally, some have through different distribution channels that are, of course, all generics, because in India, even Sun Pharma and Cipla all only make generics, but they have what you call the Fredun brand name, and it does not go under Fredun GX. Fredun GX is a specific brand which we have started about two and a half years ago in order to penetrate the local tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 distribution markets in India, and to reduce our dependency on OEM and third party manufacturing.
Got it. So what percentage of our manufacturing is own manufacturing versus what percentage do we outsource? And when you say 250, 300 crores of branded, that includes the pet care, or like pet care comes
no,
under
no.
the
so,
new
so
age?
350 crores of branded Fredun products are allopathic formulations. About 30 crores is pet care. About 16 to 17 crores is Nutra. About 9 crores is cosmetics. And about 6.5 crores is dermacetics. About 18 to 19 crores is around our mobility and the new segments. So that is how we are breaking up. So the whole business, we are metamorphizing from a contract manufacturing company with our own brands and exports to actually having our own branded lines in India with different divisions, which we also have a base in our exports market to offset the MOQ and the economies of scale.
Got it. And in the export market, I'm guessing it's mainly African, like, or very semi-regulated
areas. Africa, Southeast Asia, CIS countries, Latin America.
So any of these are tender-based out of the 27? Is anything on tender?
Tender-based, no. But in India, about around 18 to 25 crores annually is institutional sales. This year we will do and end up doing around 35 to 40 crores.
Got it. And you know, if I can just squeeze in one more, what is the strategy for the new age, the GX line? Like, I, because anyway, it would be a brand, right?
The strategy for the GX line is very simple and succinct. To penetrate in tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 cities, to have a product folio which is vast and varied, which we can manufacture ourselves, where we have control over the pricing. And our unit pricing comes low because we have one of the largest capacity of plants in the country. Hopefully, within the next 2 years, we'll have one of the largest plants in the country for a single location. And the 37 locations that we have added recently in the last, say, a year and a half or two, those will help us create a portfolio of products which we cannot manufacture under one roof. And those, that basket in addition to it, will give us a good base for penetration within the country.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks.
Thank you. I request each participant to ask two questions. The next question is from the line of Kushal Kasliwal from InVed Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So Fredun, basically this is your first con call. I just wanted to understand, you know, the business model. The previous participant has already asked, you know, the overall split in the business. So just wanted to get a sense on where your focus will be going forward. I mean, pet is something which is, you know, pretty hot. But do you only plan to focus on pet care business, or it seems like your new age business, which is the generic line, is also a focus area? So just wanted to get a sense of where is the future growth heading towards?
Yes.
This is my first question.
In order to answer your question, I would like to say that for us, we didn't start pet because there was a craze in the market in the last 3-4 years. Pet has, we had developed products for pet care years ago, in fact, decades ago, because we are a very strong tech-based company. Both the promoters, my parents, were PhD research scientists. So they had developed a lot of products, but I did not feel the time was opportune. In the last 4-5 years, the time was opportune, so we launched those products, and we've got tremendous success. Plus, the marketing channels that we have used to penetrate into the Indian market was very different from the others. So therefore, we have got very good traction. Pet care, yes. Why? Because we are the only pet care company right now in the country which has allopathic formulations, nutraceuticals, functional foods, herbals, diagnostics, and medical devices such as bone grafts, all manufactured under the same roof. That gives, including grooming products. So that gives us a very good control over our products. That gives us control over our quality, and allows us to do further F&D in new age products. Some products which we are launching in the next quarter or in the next 2 quarters, which are in stage 3 and stage 4 trials right now, are also very new to the Indian or even the Asian market. So we are very strong in what we are doing for pet, including the diagnostics. We are the only pet diagnostic standalone center in India right now, which runs 24/7 and has a full-time anesthetist. This is in line with our goal for pet care for our company, that by 2032, no pet in India can be born or die without using a Freossi product. That is our vision and a goal, and we are that. Therefore, we are in all segments. Luckily, we could be in all segments because of our manufacturing prowess and capability to manufacture those products in our blocks at our location. So petcare, yes, definitely is a good vision. Dermaceutics and nutraceuticals is also a very strong vision, vision-driven division for us, because we are already exporting specialized nutraceuticals, specialized dermaceutics in our export markets. So we have got good hold over those products. We know what sells. We are also doing OEM for many manufacturers, many brands for dermaceutics in India for quite some time. So we know the market. We have known the terrain quite well. And it allows us easy foray into this demographic. So nutrition, dermaceutics, and pet care is our goal. Fredun Mobility has done phenomenally well. In fact, from October 2023 to this year we'll end up doing around 35 crores of branded mobility products like Visco, Tynor. They are doing. So they all at one level go hand in hand. For many, the distribution channels are also the same. So it becomes easy for us to market them also. So the new age business per se will be our focus, and the reason why it is our focus is because the vintage business is going to grow around 15 to 20% year on year for the next 7 to 9 years. The reason being we have another 1290 registrations in the pipeline. Those 1290 registrations will have fruition within the next 3 to 4 years. Even if 10% of those registrations yield continuous orders, and even 10% of those yield bumper orders, we are still set for a easy growth of around 15% year on year. So the runway for what we used to do is set for the next 7 to 9 years. Therefore, we can focus on our new age business and create brands which we have already got traction for.
Fair enough. I think thanks for the detailed answer. So I think you've already kind of given a guidance or aspiration where we want to head in terms of our new age business. Within new age, you already told that, you know, Fredun GX is doing roughly 50 or 60 crore this year. Next year is 85. Next to that is roughly 150 is what we're targeting. On an overall business level, could you give like an aspirational guidance or maybe a realistic guidance for the next maybe 2-3 years in terms of top line margins? Can you just help us there?
What I can tell you is our target for the next 3 years. Our target for the next 3 years is to three to four years is to double our revenue and to double our PAT from where we are right now. So we are looking at somewhere around a 800 crore plus top line with a 90 plus crore PAT kind of thing after a few years. And we are in process. We are also going to start eliminating low margin products which don't yield results, and keep on creating efficiencies, cost efficiencies, by increasing our capability in order to manufacture. In the next, as I said earlier, in the next 18 to 24 months, we should be one of the largest plants in the country for a single location. And we are on route to that. We are almost there. So, as a vision, top line is the target. Bottom line is growing consistently. And considering all our guidances which we have given since 2017, touch wood, we have achieved them. Some have been overachieved, and we hope to do the same in the coming years.
Thanks. I just missed your last point. You're saying 800 crore top line, 90 crore PAT in the next 3-4 years. Is this what you said?
So that is our target.
90 crore PAT, you're saying. This is almost 3x. Got it.
Because we are looking at a 10 to 11% PAT kind of scenario.
Okay. So you are expecting a slightly higher EBITDA at PAT margin.
The new age business is all higher gross margins of about 50%. So once those start reaching cost efficiencies, profitability will start building in.
Understood. Fair enough. Thanks so much for your detailed answer.
God bless you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Joshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And so as you have explained in detail about the different division and your vision towards the different division, I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, on the, if you can mention that how much is our inventory and receivables as of June?
So right now our inventories will be in the base of around 200 plus crores, and in terms of in July our receivables are around in fact 31st July our receivables will be under 100 crores.
Okay, so under 100, so it has improved a lot from what where we were as on 31st March.
Yeah, 31st March also, the we have to realize that the debtors, those seem higher from the last year, from 77 crores to 177 crores. We also have to realize that there's a shift in the business model in terms of local sales and generic. At the same time, the last quarter itself was 165 crores. So the debtors have increased because the sales have increased. And inventory levels will remain high for the next 6 to 7 quarters, because we have a lot of SKUs running. We have to hold inventories. We have to hold a few months of stock. But the ratios are improving for the last 18 to 19 months. Hopefully, within the next 6 to 7 quarters, our inventory will align at around 125 to 130 days. So that is not a worry for us at all. In fact, we are very confident of where we are heading. So we are we are very steadfast in our goal.
Okay. And in terms of receivable, what kind of days we are looking?
Receivable, see, we have to realize I cannot give you an absolute number. What we can say is the receivables will be in the tune of about 120-130 days right now, because when the new age brands are going into the market, we have to give it time for to the market to understand the product and accept it. We have watertight agreements with every single distributor in the country, so all the goods are one-way valves and are on solid, not even watertight, airtight terms and payment terms. So, touch wood, we have no bad debt also. So the debtors will be somewhere around 120-130 days going forward at any given time. Within maybe a year and a half or two, maybe it might come down to 90 days, 95 days, considering the acceptance of our brands and products, and it will improve. But in Indian markets, in the distribution channel market that we have approached, 90-120 days credit has to be given.
Okay. And our debt equity was almost 1:1, considering the working capital loan. So till what level we are comfortable, and any plan of fundraising we are looking, because we have a very high growth plans?
Yes, of course, we will definitely look for some equity and around in the coming months. But in terms of what we are doing, we don't have any long-term debt in our books. Most of the debt is working capital, and we have orders for those things. So even if we don't raise any funds in the next month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, it's not going to hamper our growth. In fact, we haven't raised any funds, and still we have grown about 30% last financial year, including growth of profits. So yes, sometimes necessary wills have to be carried on, but that's part of the game.
Okay. And just last question on if you can, so I missed the earlier part. What is the difference between the Fredun GX and the vintage? Is the therapeutics are different or the medicine?
In India, most people confused by saying ke company generic banati hai और ये कंपनी ब्रांड बनाती है. वेल, कोई ब्रांड और कोई जेनेरिक बनाता ही नहीं है. नोबडी मेक्स ब्रांडेड, एवरीवन मेक्स अ ब्रांडेड जेनेरिक. फॉर एग्जांपल, एन ऑइंटमेंट बाय डिफॉल्ट कैन नेवर बी अ जेनेरिक. नो डॉक्टर विल बी एबल टू राइट इन अ जेनेरिक नेम फॉर एन ऑइंटमेंट और अ कॉफ सिरप और सम. सो मेनी मेनी प्रोडक्ट्स बाय डिफॉल्ट आर ऑल ब्रांडेड. फॉर अस द डिफरेंशिएशन इज वेरी सिंपल एंड क्लियर, क्रिस्टल क्लियर, that the new age business, which includes the GX line, which we started two and a half years ago in order to offset the third party and OEM manufacturing, which we do for other brands, where we have a goal that we do not want any product that's coming out of our ecosystem which is not of the Fredun brand post Jan 29.
Okay. So this vintage 350 crore revenue which we have, this will grow, or
That's what I said. I just said that it will grow around 15-18% year on year, because we have 1290 registrations in the pipeline.
Okay. So, and this includes the OEM, for other brands which we make?
Yes. At one point, we cannot put a hard stop to our associates, which we have associated for more than 30 years. Some are associated more than 20 years. So some lines will grow, and we are going to figure out the ways of how we can make them happy as well. But those brands right now are going to grow.
Okay. And last thing is, you mentioned 200 crore order book. So if you can explain that, this is firm order book. So is it like...
Yeah, we always have... Our order books are always firm. We get orders from all our export markets for a six-month period. Our local markets, we get orders now for a six-month period, including our third-party orders. So every order that we have, we don't book her into a system unless it's a confirmed order.
So we can say that other than the new age business, generally we have 2 quarters order book.
100%, 100%.
Okay.
In fact, we definitely grow.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Suresh Pal from KRSP Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I would like to know about for the last 3-4 years, if I look at the balance sheet of the company, the cash flow from operations has been negative consistently. On the other hand, debt has been increased consistently. So, any thoughts on improving our balance sheet?
Yes, this answer is in line with what I just explained to the previous gentleman, that the once the inventory's line of days reduces and the debtors reduce, the cash flows will start getting positive shortly. So we have to wait and buckle up. It's a necessary evil that we have to endure in order to create brands in the country which last for a prolonged period of time.
So in the history of the company, has there been any bad receivables or something like that?
God, with the grace of God, for 31 years of operation, and we are existing for almost 37 years, there has been no bad debt.
Okay, and sir, what is the revenue growth guidance and PAT growth guidance going at?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, what is the revenue growth guidance in coming years?
That's what I'm saying. We are looking at around 15-20% growth overall year on year. And our PAT will also substantially grow. So the reason for the increase in PAT even last quarter or from the first quarter of this financial year, it has nothing to do with what we are doing now. It is our prolonged continuous effort for the last many years. The results and the numbers that we are seeing in FY26 is for the work that we have done in FY21 or FY22 or FY20. What we are doing now, we will need the results in FY30, FY31, because we plan about 3.5 to 4 years ahead right now, because we have orders in hand, we have the foresight, and we have the products in place and the F&D team and the marketing team in place. We are lucky enough to plan for about 3.5 to 4 years ahead, because the current foreseeable future we are already sorted. So we are looking at sizable growth in terms of our profit margins coming in from a new age business, because they are higher gross profit products. At the same time, we are increasing our own branded products and reducing dependence on OEM. So margins will increase. We will substantially grow, and hopefully we will achieve what we intend to do.
And sir, when are we planning for fundraise?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Suresh, but we request you to...
Yeah, that is the last question.
We are definitely planning. We will definitely understand our requirements and hopefully have a raise soon.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. I request each participant to ask 2 questions. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Ajarvika Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, good doing, sir. And so my first question is, on a pet healthcare segment, one pet health stocks integration synergies. So with the acquisition of controlling stake in a one pair stock, and what is the plan with this acquisition, and what specific synergies are you targeting, and how will you get this acquisition?
One pair stock was a MMRDA centric company where they used to do grooming for clients across the MMRDA. MMRDA region is a region in near Mumbai. If you're from Mumbai, you would know. So they have 4,000 customers for grooming, along with the grooming vans and equipment and everything. So we have taken over that because that gives us direct access to all the 4,000 pet owners and pet parents across the MMRDA region. And that allows us to cross-sell our products with those ready customer bases on a month-to-month basis and a personal basis. Because when there is a grooming happening, generally the pet parent is the one who is continuously in touch with the grooming parlor. So the customers have a hands-on approach and the customers are known by name. So it's a very low-hanging fruit and allows us instant penetration into the market to cross-sell our products. So it was a strategic move by us in order to foray deeper into the MMRDA region in Mumbai itself.
Okay. And so what is the revenue model? Like, is it a subscription-based, something like that?
Right now, for the first two quarters, the company itself will not have any in terms of revenue, as we are aligning ourselves and cross-selling our pet care products through the customer base of One Pet Stop. Then that will slowly add our other functional food products, that is our OTC products for pet care. And that will be sold via that. So the revenues will start coming in shortly.
Okay. Got it. And sir, my next question is product registration pipeline side. So, sir, you, on your last press release, you have mentioned that 1200...
Sorry to interrupt, but we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions as there are many participants left.
Okay. Great.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. So, you mentioned that One Pet Shop already has 4,000 customers. So, what is their current revenue, annual revenue and profitability?
So, they were doing only grooming right now, right?
Okay.
They were only doing grooming. So they were not selling any products to the customers. So their revenues will be very minuscule because they were only doing grooming jobs. For us, the revenue was immaterial. For us, it was the access to 4,000 paying customers across the diaspora of MMRDA who are also pet parents. So by default, they will be using all the products that we are currently making. So the revenue of One Pet Stop was immaterial to us when we took the decision.
Okay, understood. And this diagnostic center business, so we only have one center now and we are planning to expand it to multiple large cities. So if you can broadly explain the per center capex or revenue model.
No, so we are not going to do any franchises. The one center right now has a potential to do around 15 crores annually in terms of revenue with a 20 to 25% net. That is the easy numbers that we can target. So we just started this. You can say we started in February. Full-fledged operations and everything was started in, say, this quarter. Within the next 18 months, we will hit the run rate to achieve 15 crores annually per center. By end of this year, we are planning one more center in north of Mumbai. That will cover Mumbai for us. We have 4 24/7 ambulances stationed across Mumbai to get the pet from any place in Mumbai to our center within 35 to 40 minutes. we are also having a full-time anesthetist at our center, which even human centers don't have. Because for a CT and a CBCT and those kind of tests, the PET has to be what you call anesthetized. And so we have that facility also. We have a blood collection facility also. And for us, we are not using any additional bandwidth to sell those products. My Freossi team is already going to all the doctors anyways for our products, and we are getting substantial prescribed sales. All my team has to do is saying that we have a PET center bhi aa gaya hai. We have also got our PET center now. So without using additional bandwidth with of our the marketing team and work team, it adds and works in our favor and has a natural synergy.
Okay, and how much capex does this center require, initial setup?
Sorry, the capex? Capex will be, depending upon what machines you get, but it will be somewhere around 8 crores.
8 crore per center, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
6 to 8 crores. That is the...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I now request each participant to ask one question only. The next question is from the line of Somil Shah from Paras Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I joined in a bit late, so I don't know if this question was answered. What is the reason for high data days? I mean, if I look at last 3 years, the data days are constantly going up.
Again, I had answered that question earlier. I'll reiterate. The data in absolute numbers have gone up because the sale has also gone up, and in the last year the last quarter sale was 165 crores and the total data outstanding was 177 crores. So it is only the 90 to 110 day data which is a common phenomena in the Indian market. But because the numbers increased from 77 to 177, people are feeling that there is a 100 crore rise. As on 31st of July, the debtors are less than 80 to 90 crores. Again, because we have got all our receivables, again, when we do our sales, again, the debtors will go up. So this cycle will continue, but overall, within the next 6 to 8 quarters, the debtors will stabilize at around 125 to 127 days. After the new age brand starts kicking in terms of cost efficiency and repeat orders on a continuous level across the existing markets and new markets as well in India, we will definitely try to get it from 120 to maybe about 100 days. But below that, it will be difficult, and the business model is such that it requires 90 to 110 days of debtor.
Okay. Thanks for a detailed answer. And so my final question, sir, if I look at your EBITDA margins
sorry
also...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah, but we request you to rejoin the queue for the follow-up questions. We're just taking one question per participant.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krisha from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I only have one question related to our business. So, in FY25, we clocked a top line of 456 crores. Now, I have two sub-questions. One is, how much of 456 was contributed by our vintage business and how much was contributed by the new age business? And another sub-question is, if you can just throw some light on, because I'm also new to the company, what exactly is included in the vintage business and which segments are included in new age? So if you can give us this breakup, it would be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I've already answered that question a couple of times, but I'll reiterate. Around 350 to 360 crores in terms of vintage business. Vintage business is what we are includes all our export business, which is our own brands and everything, and also the third party OEM manufacturing, also the loan licensing parties also the distribution of our own brands, which we are doing for the last seven, eight, 10 years in India in terms of various product categories and different therapeutic classes. The new age business constitutes for the rest of the revenue. I hope that answers your question.
Is there a new age business apart from Redden DX? What else is included?
That's everything. Fredun Nutrition, Frey Aussie, Fredun Mobility, Fredun GX, for Beauty Fred, and Bird and Beauty.
Okay, understood. And in vintage, what percentage is contributed by contract
Sorry
manufacturing?
Sorry to interrupt, Ms. Krishan, can you please rejoin the queue for the follow-up question?
This is just a related question, ma'am. I just want to know the percentage contribution of contract manufacturing in the vintage business.
So the contract manufacturing is broken down into three parts. One is loan licensing, one is third party, and one is distribution of their brands. That will add up to around about 100 crores or so.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. I request participants to not repeat the questions that I've asked before. And I also request each participant to ask one question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayashri Bajaj from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. And most questions have been answered. My question is, recently we have appointed the Mr. Anshu Agrawal and Ms. Sonal Desai as the independent directors. So could you please elaborate on the specific areas on strategic initiatives where their diverse expertise is expected to bring immediate value to the company's growth trajectory and
yes,
how it is
affected? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Alas, both of them have a good background in terms of understanding finance, banking, and certain administrative parts. They also have decent backgrounds in terms of distribution channels and new age businesses. So they are fresh eyes that will come in with a fresh mind that in order to understand and grow the company internally and externally. So they have a quite robust background. Plus, they are hands-on, active, and available. Though they are independent directors. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Ajarvika Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Aditya, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. Sir, actually, sir, product pipeline side. So, you have, in your last press release, you have mentioned that 1200 growth guarantee under registration time. So, how does the robust pipeline translate into future revenue growth, and what is the expected timeline to this register into start contributing?
I'm sorry, your voice was a little muffled. I can you please repeat your question? Sorry.
So, in your last press release, you have mentioned that 1200 products are currently under registered, right?
Yes,
and So, is it all the products is contributing in our revenue?
Currently contributing in our revenue, you mean?
Yes, sir.
No, those 1290 products, yes, of course. See, when we register a product, it is the molecule that is registered, not the brand. And in some cases, it is the brand. So sometimes it is the same molecule which is registered under multiple brands. Sometimes it is multiple molecules which is registered. So most of the products, yes, of course. There will be molecules which you are already making because there are a limited group of molecules which are existing in the market. and there are some molecules which are not, we are not making. So the ratio of what we are making to not making will be always around 20 to 80%. So every time we register in a country, there will be about 15 to 20% of molecules which we have not made, which we say are specific for the geographies or demographics, and 80% which we are already making, like abhi paracetamol hai. So paracetamol or tramadol hai, ya phir azithromycin hai, ya amoxicillin hai. So amoxicillin is a staple product in any country I go, even in any state I enter. Without an amoxicillin, without a azithromycin, without a paracetamol, nobody will take my product basket.
Okay. And what is the, I think, which product is contributing more?
As the call was scheduled for 1 hour, that was the last participant for today. I now hand over the conference to Ms. Chandni for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Freedom Pharmaceuticals Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference call. Thank you, Team Freedom.
Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you all. Thank you so much for all your queries. Look forward to answering more in times to come. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.